Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. We are live at Christie's on Lower Greenville, brought to you by our friends at Stella Artois. It's a great hangout. Come say hi, do some fellowshipping. Ed Werder tweeting, the Cowboys have not made a request to chat with Rich Bisaccia yet. But in a conversation, Matt LaFleur told him that Bisaccia would be an exceptional head coach, demanding but respected by all because of how he invests in his players. LaFleur says he would hate to lose him, but feels Bisaccia deserves an opportunity. So there's another name. As just a couple of hours ago, it looked like everybody was on the Brian Schottenheimer train. But, you know, not so fast, my friends, is the storyline as we continue. G-Bag of the Day is coming up in 8 minutes. Here's Wolchuk.
All right, let's do some NFL executive predictions for this offseason. Now, none of these were specifically to the Cowboys, but there was one that I did want to kick around because we're looking for any type of like excitement we could get here. I love Hagee. I know he wouldn't approve of this move, though I would say that. Tyreek Hill gets traded from the Dolphins to the Patriots is the suggested offseason move here. Per Jeremy Fowler. Now, he says Hill produced his first sub-1,000-yard season since 2019. Perhaps a package, including a day-two pick, would get a trade done. Patriots are desperate. They need a guy that alpha type that can be friendly for Drake May, said one veteran NFL personnel man, thinks that would be a good fit. But I don't know. Dolphins, Patriots, I know they've swapped receivers before. Wes Welker comes to mind. I don't think that was a trade, though.
It was.
So okay, there's a precedent for this, but I kind of wonder from a Cowboys lens if it's a day two pick. And Brian, we've seen kind of the depth to this receiving core. There's some guys that I'd like, you know, on day two, but nobody that's even going to be on par with Tyreek Hill. Bobby was mentioning on the morning show the contract is one that the Cowboys could probably make work if they wanted to, because that was my first thing. Could you even do this? But you need to add some more speed and talent. We had that conversation with Burden. Tyreek Hill, if you could do it for a three, or even if it was a two, even that, because this team has kind of had a history of poor second-round picks. I'm hoping Marshawn Nealon turns out to be really good. But would you be interested in pairing Tyreek Hill and CeeDee Lamb? And Tyreek is a big-time CeeDee Lamb fan. We've played on this very show audio of him praising CeeDee as a top-five receiver.
In a vacuum, I'd love it. You know, I don't think that makes you a contender. You know, the cap hit would. I think the way his contract is, you could digest it. You know, as long as he didn't want an extension. But it just seems far fetched. And again, if I was in charge, I don't think I'm going to do that because you know I think that would be a move to put you over the top. And right now, I need all my resources to improve this running game.
Yeah, and I would. I'd be open to. With how many compensatory picks that they're going to have, if you can find another sort of Stephon Gilmore, Brandon Cooks kind of deal where you get a guy that is a little bit cheaper, you can maybe finagle some of the numbers the way they did with Brandon Cooks, and then you punt on like one of your fifth round picks to bring a veteran player in that's an instant upgrade at a position. That would make more sense to me than giving up one of my premium pick assets, I would say.
See, I'm with you guys. I don't think the Cowboys are close. But what they've done financially is put themselves in a spot where you've paid your quarterback and you've paid your number one wide receiver.
They're kind of in win-now mode.
This team thinks they're close. Right. They're not in a position to be like, we're a rebuild team. They need to, but they don't want to do that. They never really want to. So I don't know. Like, Brian, I don't think you're getting anybody that's that level of talent. Like, if you gave up that third rounder, I'd much rather do the three. Like, if I can go three and not the two era,
right.
I'm with you, dude.
Right.
The later, the better. And then maybe I can even use some of those 3-5s that I have to try and move up to get more of a premium position there in the fourth round or the third round. But, I mean, the receivers we're going to be looking at, Brian, at pick, what is it, 44? Mm-hmm. And then the second round at 76.
Mm-hmm.
They're not helping you as much as a Tyreek Hill would if that's an option for you.
Okay, tell me about this, though. And, Eric, please educate me as the Dolphin guy that understands the roster. How many slot reps do you get from Hill?
I mean, they move him around quite a bit.
Okay.
I could go look at some of the slot
I'm
numbers
terrible at
and
looking
see.
Up metrics and stuff like that. Wooly, at 44, I'm looking at an X receiver is what I'm trying to find here. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to pair. I'm pairing somebody potentially with Lamb.
Okay.
That allows him to do the moving stuff. But I can, you know, if I can convince you, like with Williams from TCU, Besh from TCU, you know, maybe Trey Harris from Ole Miss.
I can do that.
You know, this is what I'm talking about. You know, there's a kid Royals from Utah State.
Yeah, very burden-like.
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to pair him with an X, a true X, big body X, so I can allow him to move. You know, to
maybe
to
the Stanford kid.
Yeah, to get CD to move around.
Okay.
But that's what – if I'm getting Hill, I'm wondering how many slot reps am I getting with CD, who also has slot reps, you know? That's kind of how I would look at that.
Now that's trade. A fair concern, because that same conversation, like I had with John Owning about Emeka Egbuka from Ohio State.
There you go.
State.
There's an X right there.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but
he can play all.
He can. But he dominated out of the slot, so that's kind of the fear of, like, he's so good in the slot, CD's so good in the slot, but I think he can play X.
Yeah, see, that's the thing about it is, Egbuka has been a two to a lot of really talented wide receivers. So he's comfortable with that role that he could play.
I don't see too much. I mean, he doesn't pop up. I'm looking at a chart of some of the best slot guys in the league from this year.
I just wondered how many slot reps he plays.
Sure,
for a shorter guy, does he play outside a lot? That's all I'm saying. I would only make the trade if I knew that he was primarily going to play on the outside.
Okay, let me throw this out there to another receiver then, Brian, because this is a guy that is an X, and we know for sure, and he's given the Cowboys fits. That would be DK Metcalf, because they've got Metcalf being traded from Seattle to the Chargers to pair with Ladd McConkey. Now, they do say that they can still get good value for him. I don't know what good value means. Is that more than what you're getting in a second and third rounder? To me, that is still pretty good value. But I'd give up 44 to try and get DK Metcalf. But that contract, I don't know how it compares with Tyreek. I don't think it's as much off the top of my head. That might be a little bit cheaper for you.
I mean, below average left tackle, no running game. Every defense you face is in cover two with clog and cover. So, you know, I'm not going to entertain the idea of premium resources on pretty much any wide receiver until you have a really good offensive line and a great running game. You know, and I think we've definitely seen enough of that through Dak Prescott's career. Very few quarterbacks are good enough. You know, and you don't have one of them that can still produce in the passing game like that. And if your running game can get shut down without a loaded box, they're never going to come out of that, you know, and you're going to be at the halftime like, how do we have 3 points again? How are we in a playoff game and, you know, we're only scoring 12 or 17 points? I feel like, you know, the idea of bringing in Schottenheimer to, you know, call plays or ahead.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you
didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Head coach and Pete Carroll is the path here. And the path, you know, really has to start and finish with an absolutely dominant running game to put Dak Prescott in favorable looks. We're live at Christie's on Lower Greenville. It's brought to you by Stella Artois. It's time to go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has your G-bag of the day.
Check, 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 check. How do I sound to you, fellas? Can you hear me?
Perfect. Great.
All right, butter. Perfect. Yeah, you guys got me anticipating this Cowboy news. You know what I mean? It feels like I'm waiting for a new pope to be announced.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and it might take it longer than that.
Tell you what, Lucius, the Cardinals from South America are lining up against the Italian Cardinals in this this pope thing going on in that building, I'm sure.
Yo, you know what brought us? It just made me think about it. That pope movie?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking, man. These folks will line up against each other.
You are not ready for that ending, y'all. If you have not seen that movie, you are not ready for that ending. Oh, my gosh.
It's wild. All
right, let's get right to it. Let's get right to it. Day three for this one right here, the RJ and Choppy show. Sean and Bobby go back and forth about Coach McCarthy. Rest in peace to you, bro. During crosstalk. Here we go.
By the way, Mike McCarthy is reporting that weather delays have prevented him from interviewing with the New Orleans Saints.
Mike McCarthy has a social media account?
I mean, he has several reporters that he feeds that information to that have since reported it this morning.
So what is the real report?
There are several reporters saying, hey, Mike McCarthy's definitely interested in the Saints are definitely interested in weather has gotten in the way. So,
but why do you have to be so childish and petty about it? I'm
telling you.
Why do you have to be like
there's nothing
so
petty
bitchy
about it?
About
I'm just
it.
Saying. It's great.
Like,
it's
he's gone. You won.
I assume it's Laura
Oakman
reporting
it. Why are you still just whiny and cheap about it?
What do you mean cheap?
Yeah.
You think nothing but cheap. Cheap. You already won. What are you being so petty about it for?
I'm just saying. It's the report that's out there.
Just celebrate it and be calm and cool and poised.
This is me celebrating.
No, you're being freaking petty and annoying about it.
I love it.
You wouldn't even punch in the freaking face.
Oh! Oh, I started it. It was so good.
Do you want to get punched in the freaking face? Yes. Clearly. That's hysterical, bro. All right, let's get to... You guys are fans of Randy Moss, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Love Randy Moss over here at the G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan of Tolos. Love Randy Moss. Everybody loves Randy Moss. Let's go to Julian Edelman's podcast, Games with Names, former New England Patriots, Rich Umberger. You ever heard of that guy?
Yeah, lineman, I believe.
Yeah, yep. Apparently, he had some gray hair when he was a fairly younger man.
Yes.
And he has a Randy Moss story about it.
Randy Moss gave me this nickname, and it happened immediately. I have no idea why, because we barely spoke to each other.
Yeah.
He'd be like, hey, what's up, coach? He called me coach. So Randy would call me coach. Everywhere, you know, we'd be waiting in line. He's like, oh, yeah, coach. I know you're going to get on this pot roast because you look like pot roast, coach. And you big fat. I bet you, you're going to have 2 pieces of pot roast. You know what? Have 3. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, I'm in, man. Like, he gave me a nickname. Like, I'm telling people from back home, like, Randy Moss gave me a nickname. He really likes me. Bill Belichick has all the rookies get in front of the room and say their name. And so I get up there and I can't remember if it was in the meeting or immediately after, but Randy Moss pulls me aside and he goes, mother, you a player? He goes, you've been a player this whole time?
I think he was in front of the whole team.
You gray hair, I thought you was a coach. He was like, you a player? Oh, hell no, Bill. Did we waste a draft pick on this mother? Are you kidding me? Was he gonna go out there and break a hip? God, Bill. And I'm just like, oh my God, that was not a nickname. He thought it was a coach.
He thought he was a coach.
How unbelievably embarrassing. I mean, I told everybody. I was like, yeah, Randy really likes me.
That's greatest, man.
That is.
Get well soon.
It's pretty good. Yeah, get well soon. I don't know who he was impersonating right here, though.
So Randy would call me coach. Everywhere, you know, we'd be waiting in line. He's like, oh, yeah, coach. I know you're going to get on this pot roast because you look like pot roast, coach, and you big fat.
Who is that? That ain't Randy Moss, fool.
No idea.
Randy Moss is a little bit more country than that.
A little bit more country.
Yeah. What the hell was that?
There was one syllable in there where I thought he found it.
No. Well, I read about Jeez. All right, let's go. Yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes and Reverend Ike. Yes, I'll be on that Reverend Ike-ish. One pastor for my mind, another one for my money.
Cha-ching.
Hey. Now, we have a pastor right here. He has a very inappropriate joke for his congregation.
Especially if you're trying to find out if a man is pregnant.
Yeah.
Which in England now, they ask the men, are you pregnant? They have to ask them. They have to, by law, ask every man, are you pregnant? You know me. I'm the wrong person to ask that question. Are you pregnant? Yeah. With a baby elephant and the trunks hanging out.
Oh, jeez.
Jeez, bro. Jeez, bro. Make sure you tip your pastors. Your deacons will be here all night.
Jeez. He's got some confidence about himself.
He sure does. Said, oh, big old belly. Last one, too. I don't know what this preacher is saying. What is he saying? You tell me.
You are son of God. You are son of God.
Amen.
Leave that pettiness to the devil.
Yeah.
Leave that pettiness to the devil. Stand up on your feet.
Huh?
Hmm. Wow.
What is he saying?
Leave the penis to the devil?
I don't know.
Leave the penis Leave to that the devil. To the devil.
I don't think so, bro. I don't know what he's saying.
God,
Leave that pettiness to the devil. Leave that pettiness to the devil.
The pianist. She probably screwed up during the worship portion.
Yeah, yes, yes.
She was playing some of that devil
Bad
music.
Piano. That'll set
Those damn
wrong.
Keys are important, dude. Don't bleep up the keys.
She played Sympathy for the Devil, man, is what she did. Yeah.
Leave that pettiness to the devil.
What?
Yeah.
I've always thought that was a holy expression of love myself.
Know what he's saying,
surprising
bro.
To hear from the pulpit.
Lost in translation right there. I don't know what he's saying. All right, let's go, dog. That's it.
All right, there he is, L.A. Live with your champ and your nominees. Is it Sean on Bobby's Cheapness? Is it Julian Edelman podcast guest with a Randy Moss story? A pastor with a joke about being pregnant, or the preacher says, you're a son of God.
Leave I'm gonna go. Penis to the devil!
I'm voting for the champ, Chief.
Same here.
Lucius?
I got to figure out what that man is saying. Real talk. I got to get in those comments. I'm going to go with Bobby and Sean. Yes, I will.
Wolchuk?
I'll go with Bobby and Sean as well.
Brian?
Pianist.
By a score of 4-1, still your G-Bag of the Day champion. It's our morning show here. Sean, RJ, and Bobby Bell getting it done with some high entertainment. I wonder what triggered Sean. I've been thinking about that quite a bit.
Huh?
Where are we going next?
What?
Backstory on the new best quarterback in the division with the Chief coming up next right here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.